Now, moving on to our third recap of, sorry, a third game preview. We have the 1-0 Huskies facing off the 2-0 Chamonix Blues. I just want to start off by saying this is not going to be an easy game to preview for me. These are two teams which are new to FPF, and frankly, I know very little about, but let's give this a shot and see if I can come out with a decent prediction of this. So, to start off with the Chamonix Blues, the first thing that jumps off me is just, they might have only scored 18 points in week one, but they didn't give up a single point. In both of their games, they won 12-0 and 6-0, so that's definitely a fearsome defense that they have going for them. So that being said, while their defense might be doing the work, their offense now needs to start picking up the slack. They only passed for 11 yards in week one. Now, of course, the rain's a huge factor in that the ball is slippery, the field's slippery, everything's a lot more difficult. But if they want to start having some more continued success, I think that's going to start by developing their passing game. So you need to be completing more than 11 yards of total passes if you want to be one of the real heavyweights of the division. That being said, what they weren't able to do in their passing game, they're also doing a single play for the run game. Quarterback Nicholas Kyriakopoulos just ran the ball a single time, but it was good for a 40-yard touchdown. So that's clearly a good sign. Now, as for the Huskies, they're able to score points. They scored 25 points against the Chamonix Blues 3 in their first game. And that really all started again with their running game. They might have only ran the ball 4 times, but they totaled around 80 yards of offense with 2 touchdowns in there. 4 rushes, 2 touchdowns, that's a pretty decent ratio. That being said, as they move away from playing in rainy conditions to hopefully dry conditions this Saturday, I expect them to complete more than 6 passes. I hope that that total yardage number will go up above 100, which would be a really great sign, and it would probably put them in around the 3 passing touchdown ratio range, which is around where you want to be to have success in the division. On the defensive side of the ball, Gabriel Marinelli, 3 interceptions, 1 PD, and a TD. That's an outstanding week one for the young man, and that's definitely something he wants to grow upon. That being said, if we look at their opponents, the Chamonix Blues, too, a team that doesn't throw the ball that much, goes for shorter passes, slightly more conservative in their approach, I doubt he's going to pick the ball off three times against a team who doesn't necessarily like going deep a ton. So I think that in their opening week, the Huskies had a lot of short fields, and they were able to capitalize that with their running plays and a passing touchdown. In week two, I don't think they're going to have that same advantage of the short field and the multiple interceptions. That being said, just based off the strength of their passing game, I think they will be able to get things done against the Chamonix Blues too. So I'll give them the edge over the Blues in their week two game.